Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Alabama Supreme Court has decided to act on Liberty Counsel's mandamus petition and have ordered expedited briefing. They're going to jump into this issue in the next few days. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, there has been a real focus of the nation on Alabama. A single federal judge in the southern part of Alabama issued an opinion that struck down or purported to strike down the marriage law in Alabama. However, it only applies to the people in front of her court and not to all of these probate judges around the state. But some probate judges have begun to issue licenses to same-sex couples. Liberty Counsel filed a mandamus petition directly with the Alabama Supreme Court, asking that court to weigh in and to stop those probate judges from violating the Alabama law, which is very clear that marriage remains the union of a man and a woman.
Yeah, Matt, and this is Judge, her name is pronounced Grenade, actually, and she has taken a grenade to the institution of marriage in Alabama. We've seen a series of federal judges now do this without precedent, without any kind of history or public policy that has ever, in the history of mankind, frankly, recognized the ridiculous notion that a man can somehow marry a man or a woman, this single federal judge presumes to force the will. 82% of the people of Alabama voted to maintain the definition of marriage, and Chief Justice Roy Moore is exercising his constitutional duty as the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court to push it back against this one rogue judge.
Yeah, the probate judges are under the authority of the Alabama Supreme Court and the Chief Justice. And the Chief Justice, Roy Moore, issued a ruling or an administrative order that didn't create any law, just simply overviewed the existing law. And that is, marriage in Alabama is the union of a man and a woman. It's part of the statutes and laws. It's also part of the constitutional amendment that was passed by 82% of the people in Alabama. And that's what the law is. And notwithstanding this single federal judge's ruling, that law still remains in effect. She cannot bar the application of that law statewide. And Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore clearly articulated that. Well, a few of the judges began issuing same-sex marriage licenses. So Liberty Counsel filed this mandamus petition to stop them. Then right after that, the federal judge issued another order in which she brought in, or the ACLU amended the complaint and brought in a single probate judge in that same area where the litigation was taking place, and she ordered that judge to issue same-sex marriage licenses. Well, the fact of the matter is, she still doesn't have any jurisdiction over any other probate judges or any other counties outside of which the litigation occurred. So it still doesn't apply to the state. Unfortunately, some other probate judges have been confused, thinking that it might apply to them, and they began issuing same-sex marriage licenses. So our case pending before the Alabama Supreme Court is this. The law in Alabama is very clear. Marriage remains the union of a man and a woman. A single federal judge in this litigation that's still ongoing does not have jurisdiction, does not have authority over all these other probate judges. These other judges that are acting contrary to Alabama law are violating the law, and they need to be stopped. And that's what we're asking the Alabama Supreme Court to do.
Well, and this order for this one judge has put this probate judge in an untenable position, where now the Alabama Supreme Court and Roy Moore has said, no, you obey the laws of Alabama and the Alabama Constitution, where this federal judge, Callie Grenade, is now saying, no, you disobey the laws of Alabama and go against the Alabama Constitution. And my little piece of paper here that I issued, redefining the institution of marriage for everybody, you have to, in violation of your beliefs and your conscience and your religious liberty and the First Amendment, you have to do these fake marriages, these counterfeit gay marriages against, you know, in violation of the law and reality, frankly.
Yeah, this situation in Alabama not only is fairly clear about what the law is, but possibly at the end of the day may also pit the federal and the state judicial branches against one another. on the substantive issue of marriage. It's very clear that there is a support of marriage as the union of a man and woman at the Alabama Supreme Court level. Liberty Counsel filed this mandamus directly at the Alabama Supreme Court. We did not go through the trial court and up through the appellate process because of the lack of time, because this issue is important. It needs to be decided statewide. It needs to be decided now. And a few days ago, the Alabama Supreme Court issued a ruling expediting the response. They ordered those that we sued to respond by 5 o'clock on the 18th of February, or yesterday, and then we file a reply by the 5 o'clock on February 20, or tomorrow, Friday night. And so then after that, the Alabama Supreme Court will weigh in on the substantive issue, which could be over the weekend or could be early next week. So I am pleased that the Alabama Supreme Court is expediting this matter and moving this case along quickly. Of course, we don't have a final ruling yet. There could be different curves that take place. Who knows what's going to take place? We do know, however, that at the end of the day, the substantive law remains the union of a man and a woman, and it must be obeyed.
So, Matt, what happens if this battle between the courts, each with their own constitutional authority here, if they remain at an impasse? You know, the federal constitution has a list of, I think it's 17 specific powers granted by the constitution to the federal government. Last time I checked, defining marriage wasn't one of them. Even Justice Kennedy has said that's something that's left up to the states. So this judge is way out of order, just like all of these other rogue judges are completely out of order. What happens if this impasse remains?
Well, here's where the impasse could possibly remain. Certainly, if that continues on between the two federal and the state courts in Alabama, that impasse would be there. It could be that an impasse would take place, too, if the United States Supreme Court went the wrong way later this year on the marriage case, because I don't think Alabamans are going to consider that that's a reasoned decision. If the United States Supreme Court says, yes, there's a constitutional right to marriage, I think it weakens the Supreme Court itself. I think it really underscores a judicial activist mentality, and I don't think the Alabamans are going to appreciate that too much. So what we may end up happening is, or seeing, is what's happened through the years with Thomas Jefferson and the Libel and Sedition Act of 1789. He realized that that was a wrong law. It was unconstitutional. Congress had no authority for that, to say that you couldn't have any bad things to say about the government, that that would be a violation of the First Amendment. And so he refused to enforce it, and he ultimately was proven right by history. Dred Scott is another case. Just because the Supreme Court issues a ruling, as they did in Dred Scott, that because you're black, you don't have entitlement to full citizenship, that doesn't mean it's the rule of law. History overthrew that through a civil war, and through people now, today, would never accept that as a legitimate decision. So I think we may ultimately see this with the same-sex marriage issue. We may see a resistance both on the people level and on the government employees, including the judges, against these federal bureaucrats or federal judges that want to circumvent the Constitution.
Well, that's right. And James Madison wrote in the Virginia Resolutions that in case there is an impasse like this and the federal government has deliberately, palpably, and dangerously gone beyond the powers granted by the Constitution, he says that the states have the duty and the right to push back.
I think they do have the duty and the right to push back, and that pushback is long overdue. These federal judges and some state judges have long ago cut the tether that tied them to the Constitution, and it's about time that the people push back. They are to interpret the Constitution. They're not lone dictators that can issue any kind of ruling they want and assume everyone's going to apply to it and respect it as the rule of law. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org. Liberty Counsel is very involved in the Alabama case. Pray for our cases not only in Alabama but also around the country. We are advancing religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and the family. We are continuing and will continue to fight for marriage as the union of a man and a woman. It is the only foundation for a secure society. Strong families meet strong communities, mean strong government. When we deconstruct the family by saying that gender is irrelevant, that moms and dads are not relevant to the well-being of children, which is what same-sex marriage does. It has a consequential effect on the family, on marriage, on children, and certainly on our freedom. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, that's lc.org, or call us today at 1-800-671-1776. And be sure to sign up for The Awakening. Go to lc.org for The Awakening, March 14, a major event. Franklin Graham has just announced to be a speaker at The Awakening. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.